Moisture Management Agriculture, episode number 6 of Agriculture. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Isabel Graves. How is everyone doing? We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. The IAEA, together with FAO, supports member states in developing and implementing nuclear technologies that are optimized to support agricultural water management practices. The production and use of water in the agricultural sector, and thus ensuring more efficient water use, is crucial to ensure the long-term sustainability of the world's water supply and the sustainable development of agriculture. Improvements in the management of water resources must be based on an integrated approach. Appropriate strategies for managing water resources allow water and energy to be conserved while increasing production. However, there is a need for further improvement in the use of solar-powered irrigation systems with regard to groundwater use. By using climate-friendly technologies and renewable energy to pump water, farmers can significantly reduce their costs, using less water and more energy than traditional methods such as water pumps and irrigation. Examples are solar panels, wind turbines, solar photovoltaic systems and wind farms. These efficient technologies do not increase water consumption, giving farmers additional flexibility to expand their irrigated land or switch to more water-intensive crops. One such exception is orchards and vineyards, where the switch to micro-irrigation involves less water per hectare. A study of farms that were switched to more efficient irrigation showed that there was no significant difference in the amount of water farmers used in fields with more efficient technology. The request to the GAO to conduct this study was made as part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's efforts to reduce water use in water-scarce places in the United States. Earth observation, which allows an objective assessment of the water requirements of crops. This information is used to promote the development and implementation of water management strategies for agriculture, water conservation and sustainable agriculture. Rational management of water resources for irrigation requires information that characterizes the water needs of crops that cannot be monitored by traditional field inspections. EO is an important tool for applying the scientific knowledge of agricultural water management and its application to the operational application of agricultural water management. The use of EO for the distribution of water resources for irrigation and distribution to the final consumer leads to more efficient and efficient irrigation. Crop rotation can extend the irrigation season and allow for longer operation of irrigation systems with appropriate irrigation management. Adding low-water crops that have different critical periods for water can also reduce the water requirement for irrigation. Crop rotation can increase the collection and use of precipitation and reduce the water requirements for irrigation systems. In regions that rely on surface water for irrigation, droughts and water transfers can have a significant impact on the amount of water available to producers. Declining water supplies and the possibility of diverting water from agriculture to communities reduce the supply of water for irrigated agriculture. To manage water properly for higher yields, producers need to understand how plants respond to water, how crop rotation can improve irrigation management, and how changes in agricultural practices can affect water demand. When producers use water to meet the needs of ET crops, they must recognize that yields and yields from irrigated crops are lower than from fully irrigated crops. There are several important pieces of the puzzle that help facilitate limited irrigation strategies, and that play an important role in the development and implementation of water management strategies for ET plants. To avoid the productivity loss from water stress caused by irrigation, farmers spray more water than is necessary, which not only calls productivity into question, but also wastes water and energy. Precision irrigation uses water more efficiently by avoiding irrigation itself. This is a great way to increase crop yields and reduce costs while contributing to environmental sustainability. F has higher yields per hectare compared to limited irrigation management. Changes in agriculture and irrigation management practices can increase the collection and use of precipitation, reduce water demand and improve net yields if limited by the amount of irrigation water that can be used. Other changes could be lower water requirements. for plants with different critical times for water. Earth observation provides an objective assessment of the water requirements of crops. This information is used to promote better management of water use and protection in agriculture and other agricultural systems. Rational management of water resources for irrigation requires information that characterizes the water consumption of plants and other agricultural systems and that cannot be monitored by traditional field inspections. POs can be transferred to the operational application of agricultural water management and distributed to final consumers. This is all for today, friends. My name is Isabel and this was episode 6 of Agriculture. See ya next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care.